Nothing quite puts a smile on the face of my next guest like the sight of a fridge full of food, especially knowing that this food would have otherwise gone to waste. Simone Casabon is the food security coordinator for Salt Spring Island Community Services. She recently spearheaded a program to collect wasted food from grocery stores and give it to islanders facing chronic food shortages. And Simone joins us now on the line. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Jason. How are you?
I'm very well. So tell me more about this food rescue program.
The food rescue program, yes. So how it started was just acknowledging, I think everybody also realizes that how much food goes waste in general from our grocery stores. It's roughly around 30%. So that was one issue we wanted to address. And the other one was the stats on hunger and how many people are not getting proper food or getting food at all. At our food bank, we roughly get an average of 200 people showing up, and a quarter of them are children. So we're like, okay, how do we get this going? So with Country Grocer and private donations, we're like, okay, we have to address the storage and distribution of collecting the food, making it easy and convenient for everyone. So it was a question of getting storage, first of all. So with private donations, we were able to get a 20-foot container, a sea can container, that we turned into a giant fridge. So from there, so then we scheduled with Thrifties and Country Grocer. 3 days a week now we pick up food, mostly produce, it could be, and we have a place to contain it and then distribute it on the island.
Can you take us through the specifics? How much food usually goes to waste from grocery stores?
Usually, it's hard to tell because we're just really starting to take the data of that. It's estimated around 30% just produce. For instance, we're starting to collect yogurts, you know, things that are best before that are still sealed. So we're starting to collect those things. Even baby food gets turned off the shelf 3 months before the best due date for insurance reasons. So we're even able to salvage those kinds of things.
Tell us more about this storage container that you're talking about. It works as a refrigeration facility. That's correct, right?
Yes. Yeah. So with opposed to the food bank where you have a lot of dry goods, canned goods, they can store well for a long time. With fresh produce, it needs to be dealt with within a few days. It means it needs to be dealt with, stored, and then it needs to be delivered somewhere or processed quickly. So that's the main issue, was to have a central location. And then from there, we have other fridges that are set up in other spots in the community that are going like hand to hand to people who need that food that day. So that's low-income housing, that's senior programs, Family Place with a unit for families to seek support with kids who are six and under, community kitchens, we have a shelter program in the winter. So all this food is going to all these programs that otherwise would just be thrown in the garbage.
Now, how much did it cost to build this fridge?
The cost was, roughly for our setup, was roughly about $10,000.
$10,000. Okay, and where is this shipping container refrigerator kept exactly?
Yeah, the refrigerator is kept right downtown in Ganges, which is at our youth center. So it's a very convenient local central space, and we're also getting a high traffic of youth seeing what we're doing. We're getting pedestrians walking by and seeing what we're doing, and so we I think we strategize in a really great happening place.
And who does the job of rescuing and redistributing this food?
Rescuing, the superhero. I mean, it's a team effort for sure, but currently it's me driving around in my brown van. And we are just collecting the food at the grocery stores. I'm getting phone calls from community members, people who've gleaned fruit from trees, and then we schedule a time, go pick it up, drop it off to the container, and then from there, I look at what I got, and I say, okay, where could this food go? Where is the best use for this food?
Simone, just paint us a picture here. Take us through some of the reactions you've got from the folks who have been able to utilize this service so far.
Sure. So we have a really, I'm really creating a lot of, we're creating a lot of like relationships through this. And so I do specific drop-offs at a few low-income housing units on island, which we have a few of. And so they're just knocking on their door and showing up and saying, hey, boom, we got these cauliflowers, we got a bunch of fruits and vegetables? Can I put this in the fridge? And they do. And so some of them, you know, especially if you're on income assistance of any sort or government assistance, some people are only having $50 to spend for the rest of their month. And so if they don't have to spend money on food, especially ones with kids, there's such a big relief. There's such a big thank you. And it feels like somebody cares for them. And I've got one mother who was crying because she was stressing about it so much, staying up all night, worrying about just the nutritional benefits that her kids are lacking. So, you know, we're relieving stress, and we're also making people feel like somebody cares for them.
Is there one particular story that stands out for you?
One particular? That one stood out for me a lot. Mm-hmm. People in the community lending out support. When we had this article out in our local newspaper, I can't believe I was really overwhelmed by the months of phone calls I had for people who wanted to help out, and specifically helping out. Well, one woman, she was really good at, she said, cleaning fridges, and she would go around and help clean the fridges at the different units, which really, like, softened my heart, because I was like, oh, that's exactly what I need. And people lending out support for consulting, or people signing checks, and just caring and participating, and even... So I don't know if there's one particular story, but it's a collective story of many people feeling excited about the project.
Simone, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you so much, and I hope that everything turns out, and I hope we get a really wet September with all these fires.
Definitely, absolutely. Thank you so much. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
That's Simone Casabon, who is the Food Security Coordinator for Salt Spring Island Community Services.